Can you read the Bible during study hall? That's a great question. Stay tuned.
Tough questions, reliable answers. That's The Legal Alert with attorney David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
As a seventh grader, Rose had a study hall just after lunch each day. The students could do homework, read their favorite books, or even play games, as long as they were quiet. When Rose's teacher saw her reading her Bible, he thought somehow that was illegal and told her she had to put her Bible away. This teacher is legally absolutely wrong. Of course, it was not illegal for Rose to read her Bible. Because the teacher allowed all the students to read their favorite books, he could not disallow Rose from reading her favorite book, the Bible. In America, the law protects students with their religious rights in the public school. If you need help, please give us a call at the Christian Law Association so we can give you, hopefully, the information that will help you protect your faith.
The Christian Law Association has the experience, the staff, and the legal expertise to help you work through your legal challenges. All services are offered without charge by our team of legal missionaries. Visit christianlaw.org, christianlaw.org, or call 888-252-1969.
8 minutes past 12 noon on our Wednesday. Yeah, middle part of another week, and welcome to a brand new month. And we're excited to have a little bit of extra time with our AM audience. We're on now every morning at 7:15, and we broadcast throughout the day and have to leave the airwaves on the AM side of life at about, at 6:15, pretty much on the dot. But got full drive time, no interruptions starting today. So we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to spending some time with you here at lunch, a little program we call Swap Shop. And we chat about various things, and we have your items that you've submitted. And you're still welcome to send us something if you'd like for us to air it for you. It's free, no strings attached. And you can call us at 828-884-9427. You can email wgcr@icloud.com, or if you'd like, you can go online and submit through our website at wgcr.net. And if you choose that route, just know it takes it a little bit to get through all of the security features, so it will start in most likelihood the next day. Well, we are excited about Share-a-thon. We've been talking about it, and I wanted to share a song as we head towards Swap Shop. And by the way, Brother Eddie is fine. He's off today, and happy birthday to him. I pray he's had a good day. I know he had some appointments this morning, but Brother Robert Jones will be joining me here in just a few minutes, so we'll look forward to time together. But we're going to talk about Share-a-thon, and I've got kind of a little bit more of the daily breakdown for the music aspect of Share-a-thon. And this is going to be a brand new addition to 2023 Share-a-thon. We are very excited to welcome Andy and Rachel Leftwich. And for part of the time they're here, Brother Travis Alltop and Jim Britton will also be joining them. And got a special time plan, and we'll give you a little sneak peek into that coming up during Swap Shop. But I wanted to play a song from the Leftwiches as we head into this noon hour. In Christ Alone.
Yeah. righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
You love Lord and the fine family.
Easter is the writer of this song. Having lived a hard life and spending some time apart from his family, he found himself in need, and praise the Lord, he was saved. Now at home with his family, he started looking around, and he saw a home. Didn't look like much, but he did know there was a roof up above him, and he had a good place to sleep, and he had food on his table and shoes on his feet. He had the Lord's love, and now he could see he had a great family. From these thoughts, he wrote this great song. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There is food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to Wednesday.
I need you to do me a favor.
Turn you down.
Number two, I believe it is. Yeah, my eyes. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
Thank
is that
you.
Better?
Oh, God bless you. My eyes are about to bulge on my head.
There you go. Nothing like a good jolt through the old eardrum to start your day.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, brother. And you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, good to have you in the chair.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, you've been here, there, and everywhere.
I've been from Dan to Beersheba.
Literally.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
All across. Yeah. I about circled the globe.
Well, and taking a little bit of a break from the heavy travel schedule because of Share-a-thon.
Share-a-thon on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't schedule a whole lot. I have a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Yeah.
And then, because we've got some things we're trying to do, and we've been working on the new transmitter. So that has really been my goal.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah, it's going well. A lot of folks working, a lot of things falling into place, and unless I miss something, you know, we're not promising, but we do have a goal set.
Okay,
and we'll leave it right there, just so nobody will, you know, because I know what I want to do, and I've got all the crews. I've already told them my desire, what I want to do, and they're all on.
Yeah.
So we'll just see, you know, just barring any hiccups, it could possibly happen.
So any specific prayer requests? I mean, would we need good weather or?
No, it's all inside.
Okay.
That's the joy of this.
That's a blessing, then.
Yeah, the day I needed good weather was to move the transmitter, and it was great.
Okay.
So the transmitter's in.
Okay.
It's in the building. So everything we're doing, about the only time you have to, if you had to walk in the rain, is to go from inside the building underneath it.
Okay.
So not very long. And so really, no, I don't think of anything. And because the major work was done back in 08 when we put the main one in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now all we're doing is working off what we already have and adding.
Okay.
So it's all internal. So, but hopefully it'll come together.
All right. Well, we'll just continue to pray that the Lord will let everything fall into the right place.
Yep.
Yeah.
And before my travels do hit.
Yeah.
March is coming.
After Share-a-thon, you hit the road again.
I do. Yeah. I'll be gone till about the end of June.
There you go.
I'll be in and out, but mostly gone.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
And Brother Eddie's fine.
Yep.
Today's his birthday.
It is.
And he had some appointments today. God bless. Going to the for a checkup on your birthday.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess it's. I don't know. I don't know how they feel about that one. But Eddie done it, and so he can blame his booking agent.
Yeah, he can talk to them. But happy birthday, Brother Eddie.
I hope you have a
super, super day.
He's 35, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that because we're the same age. I'm actually like 10 days older. So.
Well, who's counting?
Well, you know, my doctor. But, anyway. Anywho, we'll move on with that one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that great age. If it don't hurt, it don't work. But all is well.
That's funny.
It's true.
It is true.
If it wasn't so true, it would, yeah. But happy birthday, brother. I hope you have just a good day.
Yeah.
Good day.
Amen.
Well, Share-a-thon, we mentioned that. We're 25 days away.
Whew.
And it's busy around here. And thank you to folks that we've had some folks around on the property helping out with some things. So we sure appreciate that. And yesterday, Brother Brian shared with us maybe a little more specifics on the music schedule. So we wanted to take just a minute and let you know, we're not going to give you the times, but we can give you kind of who's here on what day.
Right.
And we ask that you be patient with us. If you call and say, hey, what time is the AG family there on Tuesday? If we give you a time, please understand it's fluid. It means it's flexible.
Yes.
Because I liken Share-a-thon to trying to carry a bowl of Jell-O from one end of the hall to the other end of the hall without a bowl.
That's talent.
There you go. That is Share-a-thon.
I don't know
right
if
there.
I've heard that analogy.
That is Share-a-thon. So just understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Stop and clean up some spills along the way.
Yeah.
Leave a trail.
Yeah, not a testimony on aisle 5, a cleanup on aisle 5.
6, yeah. 7, and 8 is what we're talking about. But so we appreciate your understanding and the general schedule. But on Monday, we'll back up. Sunday night, the kickoff service.
Mm-hmm.
Lord willing, I believe we'll have the York family and the AG family with us on the kickoff service night.
Wow, big ones.
It will be. And if you want to do, we'll do day by day. If you want to do Monday, we can just list the group one time.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. On Monday, February the 27th, we'll have the AGs, the York family, the Elledge sisters, which we always enjoy, and Les Butler.
Yeah. And then on Tuesday, we'll have the York family. And then we're going to have part of the Old Time Preachers Quartet. We will have Adam Borden and his family and Les Butler joining them.
Mm.
So we'll have the Old Time Preachers duet is what, plus the daughters. We've got the Agee family, the Raines family, the York family, and the Wheeler family, along with a special time with Brother Reggie Sadler that afternoon.
And then on Wednesday, we'll have the Wheelers, the Rogers family, the Borden family, the Raines family. The Edwards family is going to be here, and so that's going to be a big day.
On Thursday, we've got the Thryn family arriving, the Agee family, the Adam Borden family, the King James boys, and the Rogers family, and we'll see how things go. We may have some music from the McBrides that day.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, March the 3rd, we'll have the Agee family. The Matthews family is going to be back, the Thryn family. Then we'll have possibly... maybe, the McBrides on Friday. And then at the 5:30 service, or 5 to 5:30.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll have Andy Lefwich. Now,
and his wife, Rachel, too.
He is renowned.
Yeah.
I mean, all these are, but he's new. This is going to be
brand
his
new
first year, along with the York family. Les Butler's been here before.
Yeah, he
and
has.
So he's been here. But this is, pray for the sound guy.
And his assistant.
Now, I'm not praying for Andy. Just pray for the sound guy.
And his assistant.
And his assistant. Cause, yes. Yeah, because you get these and you just, because you know, and you're like, I don't know if I want to do that.
You'll do better than fine. But
we are looking forward to having him.
Yeah, we are. And one thing is, as far as I know, his wife Rachel is going to be with him. And also Brother Travis Alltop and Brother Jim Britton will be joining them.
You know what you could have done?
Not said that.
You could have quit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Well,
appreciate that.
No pressure.
I ain't sleeping now between now and
no pressure
Saturday
at
the 4th.
All. Yeah. But that'll be it's going to be a big day.
It will be.
And then
be.
Saturday is going to be a big day, especially for the sound guy and his assistant.
Yes.
We've got the Thryn family, Middle Cross, the Marksman, Ben Rochester, Cole Barnett, Andy Leftwich, Travis Alltop, Jim Britton, and that'll outdo a Saturday.
Well, I mean, every day is filled with just tremendous singers.
Yeah.
Great talent.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, really, any of these, if they wanted to, could have went secular.
They could.
And made millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But when you read that, it's humbling to know that there are some folks that didn't go after the world.
Yeah.
That they want to honor the Lord with their music. And you're talking about top notch.
They gave it all to the Lord.
Yeah. I mean, every bit of it.
Yeah.
And
he's using them for his glory.
Oh, he is.
And I'm thankful for every single name that we've read.
Yes.
And I'm asking God for a special blessing on each of them.
Yeah. I think, can I tell a story? I think I'm right on this. You could correct me. Cole Barnett, when he was little, what group was it that he got to play with?
It was the Primitives.
Is that who he got to play with?
Yeah.
And did he not go to his parents and ask him if he was dying and that this was a make-a-wish?
He did. He went to Brother Harlan and Miss Vicky and asked him, said, Mom and Dad, do I have a terminal illness?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, son, why? He goes, well, today I felt like a make-a-wish kid. That was my dream.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe there was something going on you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
He got to play with the Primitives.
Primitives, yeah.
When he was probably, I'm going to guess he was maybe 8 or 9.
How about that?
Somewhere in that age, maybe in that area.
Yep. And now it's made full circle.
Yeah.
The Primitives are retiring this year. Their last concert is coming up in May.
Yeah.
I think it's May 20th. You can still get tickets for that, by the way.
Yeah.
And now here he is. Yeah. Full circle.
And he's not been able to be with us in a couple of years, you know. He's a teacher, and his wife is a dentist, and they do a lot of mission work. But we're real excited that the Lord's opened up his schedule to where he could come this year.
I'm excited about all of them.
Yeah. And then we'll finish up Sunday, finish strong.
Yep.
We've got the Agee family, the Hall family, the Marksman, the Thryn family, and Raven Creek. So that is not the time of day, but that's the days, Lord willing, that the different groups will be with us. And we ask you to pray for all of them. And today our prayer request, it fits right in. I didn't read that before I talked about this, but today is praying for the sound staff as they mix everything that we broadcast.
Can I add, I have been adding to it during the mornings, mm-hmm. and I hope that's okay that I took a little liberty.
Yeah.
Do pray. I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, Christy's back there and myself is back there. Then we've got the folks in the video. A lot of ears are listening, you know, and people say, boy, y'all make it, you make it sound good. Well, I want you to know there's a collective group of people that we have people at home that monitor this because they got a different sound at the house than we do here. You get tone deaf.
Yeah, after that many days.
Well, after the first day, you know, because it's funny, you know, you ask them, how much monitor you want? Oh, we don't want any monitor. You know, just a little monitor. Well, the week progresses. Can we have more monitor? Can we have more monitor? Well, you get a little tone deaf. But there's a lot that goes into this. Soundboard, amps, speakers, processors, cables. There's a variety of things that make this happen. So would you not only pray for the sound staff, but the equipment?
Yeah.
Because it's all live. And you have a board, and I had a board last year hung up on me in the middle of a song. Mm-hmm. They finished the song, and then I had to reboot the soundboard, which it did, but just one hiccup, a board that could crash. Thankfully, we've got a redundant board that I can put in there, but I don't have redundant other equipment.
Right.
I mean, if an amp goes out, I ordered an amp beginning of last year, in January of last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's March of this. It'll be here March of this year.
Still not got it.
I still haven't. No, we're February. I called them. They're saying middle of March this year. So 14 months to get an amp.
Wow.
So there's a lot into this that knowing how I do sound and knowing what it's take for me to get equipment, I just, you know, these are things that run into my mind, and there's no way of getting a backup for this unless I rob an amp from a church. And I don't have a backup amp. And so if an amp goes out,
we would have to ask a church if we could come and get.
I don't know what I would do except for do a whole complete setup with powered speakers.
Wow.
Which I have that personally.
But that would just be a lot to
It would be truly devastating.
Yeah.
I mean, really is what it would be. So just pray. I mean, there's a lot into this. That that one hiccup could mess up the whole apple cart, and I don't want it. So would you pray that everything will work, and we've got good equipment? I'm not saying it's going to go bad, but it can.
Yeah. Well, the devil would love to get a foothold in, and they always joke and say, you know, if the devil can get in anything, he'll get in the sound system. But we're praying he stays out.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for praying with us.
Please.
And thank you for praying for Sherathon in
mm-hmm.
general.
Right.
Of course, pray for all the men of God that will preach.
Amen.
And we do have a tentative little flyer, a little schedule,
mm-hmm.
And we'll be updating that. But you're welcome to drop by and pick that up at our front desk. And I think if it's not there now, it will be soon. It'll be posted on our website that
mm-hmm.
you can download it or you can share it. So we're looking forward to a great week, February 27th through March 5th.
And traveling, I talk to a lot of folks. There's so many folks that can't wait for Sherathon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on its way.
Yeah,
I mean, it is getting real close. 25 days, just a little over 3 weeks. And you think about it, that's not long.
No.
I mean, that's just 3 Sundays. And here it is.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
We are. And I'm about to run out of sticky notes. So if anyone ever sees my desk, it'll be cleaned up by Sherathon. But sticky notes are my reminders.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go by my desk, it looks like a sticky note pad exploded. But seriously, Norris came by. She goes, can I help you with any of that? I don't know.
Don't move it. I have it in order.
Yes. It's
so
if
somebody wants to see Christy's head blow up, go move her sticky notes all around.
Don't give anybody the idea. They make, because I've got two sections. I've got them organized. It's sad. I'm now stacking them. Like, okay, this is sticky note part one, and then second layer. Who needs, you know, technology? Yeah. Just give me some sticky notes.
That's funny.
Well, speaking of traveling and weather and whatnot, I was watching the weather last night. Mm-hmm. God bless the folks in the middle part of the country. And God bless Brother Michael. He was traveling in all that mess. And I hope he made it to where he was going. But they said that there were over, what was it, 1,200 flights for today.
Canceled?
That were canceled.
Yeah, I've been there.
And the lingering ice storms. Mm-hmm. And they said DFW, also Love Field there in Dallas, mm-hmm. and then another airport in Austin were all pretty much at a standstill. And, of course, that's the hub for American and Southwest.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So Nashville. They're also impacted along with Atlanta mm-hmm. and New York. And you don't have to, with all the airports I just said, you don't have to be in those places for your flight to be affected because your flight may be coming through that area.
That's the thing. It may be a connection flight that you could, it will mess you up.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, flying home, my flight got canceled in Maine because of snow. Mm. But it wasn't because of Portland. There was a couple reasons. One, a plane skidded off a runway in Portland, so that killed it. But LaGuardia, they were having issues because of the rain, and it was backing up air traffic. And so they couldn't put the planes in the air to land safely in LaGuardia. So it was just a trickle-down effect. And so I knew I'd spend another night in Maine. So
it
I just
really
got,
is a domino effect.
It is. Yeah.
And so if you've got plans flying out this afternoon mm-hmm. or a loved one flying mm-hmm. in or somewhere, I would just say check ahead. American Airlines, they were already issuing waivers for travel through tomorrow at DFW.
Right.
Yeah. Like 3 days, 29th, well, actually almost more than that. So check ahead, I guess, is the word to the wise for that.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just better to reschedule your flight from your original origination than saying, well, let me get to Nashville and I'll reschedule. Mm-hmm. You may get in a worse condition in your connection flight than you would at your origination place.
Thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah.
That's when I saw what was going on in Portland. I went up to the lady at the ticket desk. I said, "Can you reschedule my flight for tomorrow?" She said, "That's wise."
Yeah.
I said, "Because this plane's not leaving." She said, "You're right." So
I wouldn't leave my original point mm-hmm. of travel without having my connections and everything.
That's
already
right.
Rebooked.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Because they are not obligated. Airports, and it's a law. If you get bumped by weather, they are not obligated to get you in a hotel.
Really?
No, they're the law. They do it out of kindness.
I thought they had to.
No, they do not.
Well.
Nope. If they have a mechanical issue, yes, because that's theirs.
But weather
is not their fault. It's not their. They didn't originate it, so they are under no obligation.
Okay.
That's the reason why people sleep in the airports because they don't get them a hotel room.
Well, I've learned something today.
Yep. And if you don't get a hotel.
I mean, and somebody was telling me that, you know, in airports, they used to have the seats that didn't have the arm dividers all mm-hmm. the way down them. So you could actually lay over just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, every seat is individually kind of, it's got the armrest on both mm-hmm. sides. So you can kind of forget.
That's gone.
Finding a place to, you know. I mean, we traveled some and got hung with the kids some, and we'd, you know, pile them up and they'd sleep. But, mm-hmm. I guess times have changed.
They have.
Oh, well. CDC is putting out a warning for some eye drops.
I saw that. I didn't read it.
Yeah. It is called preservative-free EZRI Care, artificial tears. Ezra Care maybe would be the better mm-hmm. way to say that, but it's preservative free, and they say that about 50 people they've traced it back. They got a bacteria in their eye,
mm-hmm.
and this is that artificial tear brand is the common factor in all of those, and this is very serious. I think 3 people lost sight in one eye.
Yes.
And one person, it got in their bloodstream and they died.
Oh, it went septic.
It did. It went septic on them. And so it is preservative-free Ezra Care, EZRI Care artificial tears. Now, the company has not issued a recall. This is a warning from the CDC.
That's wrong.
They say that it's possible that the drops were contaminated during the manufacturing process, because they say this is, you know, it's preservative free, so it doesn't contain anything that would prevent that bacteria from growing if it got
right.
in.
Yeah.
Because it's all natural.
It's all natural.
And the CDC is recommending that you stop using it until they finish their investigation.
Yep.
But if I were in this company, I know money's money and I understand, but you're talking, I mean, one person has died.
Yeah. If I was the stores, I'd jerk it off the shelf.
And it may be. Yeah. It may already be removed from the shelf, but since it's just a CDC recommendation and not a recall,
right.
I don't know what that protocol is for stores. If there's a recall, they have to pull it.
Yeah.
But a recommendation. But I just wanted to kind of put that out there because, man, I know sometimes, and the winter allergies are going crazy right now.
Oh, boy, are they ever.
And so eye drops are something a lot of people are using.
Yeah, they are. You got so much, but we could spend time. Flu's going around, RSV, COVID,
yeah.
Strep throat's going around. There's something going around. People don't know what it is. Mm. I'll just leave it as that.
Yeah, so. It's kind of, I call it distemper. I know that's in dogs, but I think that that's why I've just kind of codenamed it.
There you go.
Distemper.
I like it.
I don't know.
I'll leave it there.
It's rough.
It
hangs on forever.
3 weeks.
And you still, you're coughing. Mm-hmm. I've just got something in my throat. I'm good. I'm not sick. But yeah, it is crazy. And you test negative for everything.
Yep.
You can go to the doctor. I mean, you can spend every day at the doctor, and you've got all the symptoms.
Yes.
But no, it's not testing positive for anything.
Mm-mm.
And one thing I will say, when I had COVID a week or two ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't know when I had it, in January,
yep.
I tested negative at home,
mm-hmm.
and then I got sicker, so I went to urgent care, and I tested positive. And the doctor that saw me at urgent care said this strain of COVID might not show up
Mm-mm.
as regularly on home test as maybe some of the other strains would.
Yeah, it's XBB 1.5. That's the name of it.
Yeah,
I've studied it.
There you go.
Yeah,
and it is running rampant. So if you're sick, don't go to work. Keep the kids home from school
mm-hmm.
and get to the doctor. I will say that the Paxlovid or the Paxlovid. Again, I know I'm not saying it right, but the antiviral medication,
sure.
I got that, and about 48 hours in, I saw a major difference. So, it doesn't work that way for everybody.
No. I was about to speculate that. It's not. Everybody's different.
Yep.
So people respond differently to it. So
yeah, some people, it tears their stomach up yep. and makes them sicker than mm-hmm. they were.
Right.
But with me, 48 hours,
yep.
and I saw a big difference.
Yep.
So just be careful, and make sure you're checking everything. And February, I saw N, and I'm like, oh, it's November. No, it's National Wear Red Day. February is National Heart Month. And so there is a day that they say it's National Wear Red Day, which is coming up on the 3rd,
okay.
which is Friday. Hmm. And those who want to wear red to raise awareness about heart disease or to honor the memory of a loved one that may have passed away from a heart-related issue, they say more than 600,000 people die in America every year from heart disease. That times out to about one person dies every 36 seconds.
And it's been making the news of late.
Yeah.
Of people having heart issues.
Young people.
Young, yeah.
There's no age limit on cardiovascular disease. And they're saying, you know, of course, there's some things that the cause of heart disease include high blood pressure, cholesterol, smoking, diabetes, obesity, excessive alcohol consumption, an unhealthy diet, and physical inactivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so they encourage everybody to try to eat healthy and be active and try to avoid stress. And, of course, don't smoke or drink.
That's right.
How about that? Just take
Can you hit that second text? I want to hit that while we're here.
Here?
Yeah, hit that.
You want me to?
Yeah, just read it. No, just read it.
Okay. It's a text that came in to our text line.
Give the number.
Okay.
Because I've already looked it up.
Okay. The number it came from is 833-217-8326. That was the number.
Okay.
And it says, your emergency department physician bill from your visit to Highlands Cashers Hospital is ready, but we can't find your insurance. Click here to view or add insurance, and it has a link. And then at the bottom it says reply stop to unsubscribe.
Spam.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I saw this in here, I don't know, sometime back.
Yep.
And I thought, well, somebody had to go to urgent care or something. It looks
legitimate.
There. It does.
But they are not going to lose your insurance.
No.
Also, the doctors have said, because I went online and looked at this.
Okay.
Okay. Doctor says they will not text you. Can I reemphasize that? Duke Energy, health organizations will not text you that you owe them money. Ever, never, ever, ever will they do that.
No text.
No text. They'll never text you says, you owe this. Mm. Never. They will call you or send you a letter. They'll never send you a text. So if you get a text like this,
okay,
immediately you can report it, mm-hmm, because that's what they said to do online. I don't know who you report it to.
But that would be my question. Where do you...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But that number has been used for at least everything I've researched, at least since 2018, 2019. That number's been used,
wow,
to spam people out of money.
That number again is 833-217-8326.
Yep. And we don't normally put numbers over air. But no. Since it's on 1-800-NOTES, which that's, you can look up, you can type in that number and then it'll bring up. And then there's a website that says, this is a spam.
Okay.
And then they'll have some further information. But
that's good to know.
I want you to know, your electrical company, your water bill, your doctors, hospitals, things of that nature will never text you saying you owe them money. Never.
How about this? 3709 said, good timing. I just got one from Mission like that.
Yep. It's a spam, folks. It is a spam. Delete it. Block the number. By the way, you can block them numbers.
Okay. Is that what you would recommend? I mean, what would you do if it came to your phone?
Oh, well, you don't want to know what I would do. Because I have fun with these people.
Oh, okay.
Because I get calls. I don't know how many spam calls I get a day. From India, Pakistan, those, the live people, I witness to them. Yeah. I mean, I really do. I mean, I'm being honest with you. My daughter says, I got far with one the other day. She said, I was at the house because he wanted to sell my Medicaid A, B, and he says, you got Medicaid A, B, C, D. And I was like, I'm thinking back in my mind, I didn't know there was that many Medicaids. And so he said, we can do your benefits. And he said, you got that, right? And I said, no. I said, but I've got one better than that. He said, you do? I said, yeah, by his stripes we were healed. I said, do you know Jesus?
What did he say?
He said, yeah, I know him. I said, well, when did you meet him?
Yeah.
And then the conversation went on. He couldn't tell me when he met him, but he wanted to tell me that he knew him. But I tried to lead him to the Lord. So by the time he finally hung up, you know, I've got calls that they want to sell me death, burial insurance. And the individual that calls, I said, oh, are you alive?
Yeah.
Click.
With the text,
yeah,
you know, it could be that, you know, you need to block the number,
yeah,
and then also report it.
I'll try to do some searching to see who you would report it to.
But either block it or delete it.
Yeah.
Somebody said, can we give that number again? The number is 833-217-8326.
Yeah, look it up online. It'll tell you everything you need to know about that number. And with technology, they're real good at spoofing numbers. So be careful. The only thing you'll get from Duke Energy is on a text is that your power will be out in your community, or your power is out, or we have restored your power in your area.
And if it'll is your power still off?
Yep.
Say why or no.
Yep. And that's
There's another scam that I pulled an article on from Medicare. And they say it's for them saying, hey, you can get this free piece of medical equipment. Yep. A lot of times it's like a back brace or a knee brace, and they're very pushy about it. Mm-hmm. They say it's all free. It's through your Medicare. Well, what they're trying to get, they're searching for, is your private medical information.
That's right. Yep.
And they say 9 times out of 10, you're first not going to even get the piece of equipment. And if you do get it, it's going to be a knockoff. It's not going to be anything you would even want or could use. Mm-hmm. So they say closely watch your medical bills for any outstanding balances. Never, ever give your information to an unsolicited phone call, mm-hmm. whether it's a health or drug plan, etc.
Yep.
And they say that one of the most important things to remember is that a Medicare representative will never call you unless you've made a call and left your number for to call you back.
That is exactly right.
So they're not randomly picking numbers to call.
No, it's called phishing. That's really what it's called. They're phishing for your information. You know, I'm such a critical guy about this stuff. I know you had notes. Can I just run down this rabbit?
Yes, go right ahead.
Because I just see it happening every day. Facebook. That you'll see it come on Facebook. It's a promotional thing, or somebody will share it. You know, what month were you born? Or what was your dog's name? Or they'll say, you know, what state are you from, or what city are you from? These are called phishing. And there's people out there that surf Facebook for critical information like this. And what you're doing, because a lot of people do the security questions, where were you born?
Your dog's name.
What was your pet's name?
Your favorite teacher.
That's right. And you're putting this information on the World Wide Web. Facebook is shared publicly. And I see people doing this. Or what is your birthstone?
That's another way.
What you've done is you told what month you were born.
Yeah.
And they're starting to get this information. And, and I cringe, you know, people put their happy birthday to people on Facebook. What you have promoted is your birthday.
Yeah.
Across the whole world. I hate to say it. You don't see me put anything about my children, my children's name, anything like that.
Yeah.
Because there's people out there that surf this stuff, and they make a database. I mean, I won't tell you what bank I bank at. I've got a couple, but I got one that I use for the ministry exclusively. They got past my password twice last year in this bank, but I've got multiple setups on security. You got to go through multiple steps to get all my stuff, and so I got a text, you know, verification code. Well, immediately I go in and change my password because it tells me they got past my password.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I have to go change my password. And then I call the bank saying, hey, I've been hacked. And they say, this is the reason why you have multiple steps into your security. Mm. It's for this reason. They can't get no further without the code.
Right.
But if they can get in, my Google account got hacked last week. All I got was 9 years worth of broadcast. I mean, I got it back, but it took me 2 hours to get that account back.
Yeah.
2 hours. And when they cracked that password, man, they cracked one.
Mm.
And so I had to go redo my password. I had to prove it was me. I had to go through this whole authorization, recovery. It was a mess.
Wow.
It was a mess. I had it all backed up. Problem is, I've got radio broadcasts that use my folders to download my broadcast.
Oh, so you had to contact all those folks.
Well, no, but if I had to redo a new Google account,
that's right,
I would have had to reshare all that stuff. I would have had to upload everything that I have. And man, it would have been a day's worth of work for somebody that was maliciously trying to get into your stuff. So be very careful what you put on the web or what you put on Facebook or what you put on Twitter. I hate to be the gloom and doom guy, but in the days we're living in technology, they're looking for this stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't reiterate it enough. Be careful.
They are.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's true.
Yep.
It's true.
So I'm sorry to take up that time, but we were in that field, and
Definitely.
I just know where it's going, and I just want people to be aware of what's happening.
Get that computer screen turned around here. We've got a couple of swap shop items that we'll get for you today as we're heading toward that 1 o'clock time. 828-884-9427 if you have a swap shop item for us today. We'll be glad to get that on for you.
All righty. Here's for sale a pair of Blue Tick Beagles, male and a female, AKC registered, good rabbit dogs. Call for more information at 293-5002 or 507-2478. 293-5002 or 507-2478.
And a prayer request just came in. Please pray for a man in Duke Hospital recovering from surgery. And they added that it was good to hear you back. So sure to be praying for this gentleman, Duke Hospital, recovering from surgery. Also in Swap Shop today for sale, here's 137 DVDs. You can get all of them for $25. 877-4455, 877-4455.
And for sale, a pool table with accessories, very good condition, asking $600. 862-4490, 862-4490.
Looking for a lift chair in a good condition and something reasonably priced. 367-8270, 367-8270.
I don't know if it's still there, but there is a ministry in Hendersonville over by the Hendersonville High School across. You got to go across that way. It's a church up there. They have medical equipment, like lift chairs and different things that you can get on loan.
Okay.
I did that when my mom had Parkinson. Good little ministry. Has some good stuff. If you can't find one, you might want to look over there. And I wish I knew the name of it, but
it's not St. Timothy's, is it?
I think it's the Methodist Church that's over there. Okay. And they've got a medical supply closet for people in need of things like that. And I think you have to put a down payment.
Right.
But once you get back, I think you get your money back.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Maybe that's a place where these folks could check it out. Liberty Baptist Church in Candler is looking for a youth pastor. And interested candidates, please send your resume to Pastor Derek McCarson. Email is dm4truth, and that's the number 4, dm4truth@gmail.com. Or you can call 273-7991, 273-7991.
A Yorkie and a Terrier mixed puppy. I bet that's a combination. 1 week old, looking for a good home to take them when they're 6 to 8 weeks old. $200 negotiable fee to insure for a good home. 575-4118, 575-4118.
Case and Builder Supply has some positions they're looking to hire at both the Brevard and the East Flat Rock locations. They're looking for an inside sales representative, CDL Class A or B driver, as well as yard staff. These are full-time positions, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and some Saturdays, just half a day. Vacation and insurance benefits are included. Visit their website at casonbuildersupply.com, and you can fill out an application online, or you can stop by one of their offices or reach them by phone at 692-5716, 692-5716.
Job opening at the Brevard Post Office, looking to hire three positions. A mail processing clerk, shift begins at 5 a.m. A rural carrier, flexible hours, shift begins at 7 a.m. And an assistant rural carrier, Sunday and holidays, shift begins at 9 a.m. 20 to 40 hours a week. Stop by the office between 8:30 and 5 or go to their website at usps.com/careers or call 883-9380.
Here's some kitchen cabinets for sale. They're the white shaker style. They have 10 wall, 8 base, and 1 pantry. The pantry's 18 by 84. You can call for sizes and more info. Now, these are Lowe's brands. They're asking $2,500. That number, 877-3099, 877-3099. And let's see, a caller said that the loan closet used to be at James Episcopal Church.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so thank you to the caller. So check it out, maybe the folks that were looking for that lift chair.
Yeah.
You can skip that next one.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right.
Here is a Fairview rest home with openings for nurses' aides for second and third shift. Call 628-1066 for Kathy or Laura to inquire. Apply in person at 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview.
Valentine Wind Up Music Box, $15. Mm-hmm. An Easter doll on a stand for $10. And then a new bedroom lamp for $20. 883-3915, 883-3915.
For sale, some used wooden pallets. $4 for bare wood regular duty or $6 for blue heavy duty. 553-9709, 553-9709. Well, you can do a lot with that.
Mm-hmm.
Headboards.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can make some really good stuff with these pallets.
It's really popular right now.
Big time.
Pallet furniture.
Yes.
Or accent walls. Mm-hmm. Or so much.
Yep. Yeah. You just take a Sawzall, cut the... They leave the nail heads in them.
They want those to stay
They
in,
want them
yeah.
to stay. So they'll just cut right down them. And then you can take and accent your wall. I know one couple, they did a headboard with them. And did the whole thing from ceiling down to the floor. It looked sharp. You can white it or however.
Yeah. You can whitewash them or paint them, and they're durable.
Yep. And then you can make shelving out of these. They're cutting them off and hanging them, and they make great shelves for you to put things in. Somebody says, I don't need a pallet. You might want to look at YouTube at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll show you how.
Yes, they will. And then it's so easy. You can do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have your whole living room done in 5 minutes.
Right. I built my own tiny home from pallets.
Hey, you know they're doing that.
I know. Oh, if it wasn't true, it wouldn't be so funny.
I know it.
But yeah, again, definitely worth looking into. Mm. Well, that's going to be a wrap for today. We pray that folks are going to enjoy a great Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. And if your church meets tonight.
Please be in your place Wednesday night. If you don't have a regular place of attendance, let me give you a cordial invitation here at Anchor. We start at 7 o'clock, and I would pray that Pastor would just pick up in Nehemiah chapter number 3 again tonight. Boy, he preached a great message out of Nehemiah 3 the other day. I talked to him about it. I said, it wouldn't hurt my feelings, just pick it right back up and carry on. Because I asked him, I said, you can make a series out of that, I hope. He said, I don't know. So, Pastor, if you're listening, please make a series out of that. That was good.
So you be in your place tonight, yeah. And go looking for a blessing. Mm-hmm. And we will look forward. I'll get you to start the theme there. That's okay. We'll look forward to meeting you back here tomorrow, Lord willing.
Amen.
SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The classified documents investigation continues. We're learning this morning.
You're listening to WGCR, AM 720 and 94.9 FM, W235 CA, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, and WGCR.net.
And taking a look here at our...